this?
I think I would. I've been, like, lately I've been more of the, like, engineering, you know, what to plug in, what to turn on, mm-hmm. and learning all those things. And I've been having a lot of fun with that with Yamio. He's like, okay, you can do this and do this. This is bad. Don't do that. And it's been a lot of fun, you know, because you've seen, like, other people, like, working all this musical technical stuff and, like, being able to, like, learn it yourself is, like, super, super cool. And be like, oh, I know how to do that, too. It's cool. Yeah. But, yeah, I think, yeah. I definitely want to do something with music, whether it's, like, engineering stuff or, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're both. Trying to train CeCe to be our manager so we can go on the road, our booking manager.
That would be awesome.
There you go. We've got some employment lined up already.
I know, right?
Program works.
Yeah.
That's great. So if there are any youth out there who are interested in getting involved, what can they do?
Sing really, really loud at the top of their lungs everywhere and anywhere.
Right.
First and foremost. Secondly, we are really easy to get a hold of. Mm-hmm. We're actually, it's as simple as beatslyricsleaders.com. Mm-hmm. Also, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're about to be on Instagram. But we're all over the social network basically by typing up Beats Lyrics Leaders. Mm-hmm. And our emails. beatslyricsleaders@gmail.com. So again, it's really that simple. Please reach out to us and youth as well as adults. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we say students, there's no specific category that a student falls into. And as well, we can always use more incredible mentors, mm-hmm. and people that are interested in maintaining the integrity of music, mm-hmm. and culture.
I know you guys have a lot of mobile studios, but do you guys have, like, a set location somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
We have a couple of them. I have a studio over in Southwest. It's the Ascended Masters is the name of the company, and we do post-production, recording, mixing, mastering, mm-hmm. primarily. And so we use that facility for a lot of our work. Chaz also has a phenomenal facility setup that sounds great for drum tracking. Really, yes. Really good, like the ideal drum room. So we do have some private and commercial facilities, mm-hmm. at hand.
Closet studios.
We also right. have a, yeah,
I got a closet.
Plenty
studio.
Of closet studios, and
you can come.
There's a large network of recording studios in Portland, mm-hmm. and being an engineer in the city for a long time, I've had the wonderful opportunity to freelance at a large number of these different facilities, and they often open up and reach out to people who are trying to seek knowledge, you know, to bring on interns or do studio tours or give discounted rates if we need to go in for a project, mm-hmm. or just donate time for public service announcements and stuff like that. Yeah. So the community gets behind it pretty good too, and there's a few different ways that we can get things done.
cool. If the youth want to get involved, they can email you. Adults want to get involved, they can email you. And if they're interested in mentoring and even, like, volunteering, need extra hands maybe, roadies, if you will.
Oh, yes, please. We need tons of roadies,
right.
Booking agents. We'll take managers.
One of the really cool things about the program is the way that different people have stepped up in the community, mm. just to support the youth. And we hope to see more of that.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, the music industry has been pretty supportive of what we're doing. I think people recognize that there's not a lot of representation for specifically Native American youth and American Indian youth in the industry, yet it seems to be a trend at the same time.
Like,
you
right.
know what
yeah.
I mean? You know
especially
how that
in
goes.
Our clothing.
Right.
But we've had a lot of incredible support of community members. Mike Crenshaw, who's mm-hmm. a big part of KBOO, he's one of our strongest advocates and
he
mentors.
Really is.
Right.
He's
Yay,
amazing. As well as Trey Hartson's, Slim Kids
Slim
Trey.
Kid Trey.
He was formerly of the Far Side.
And we have
Tony from the Doo Doo Funk All Stars.
Farnell Newton has come out. Tyrone Hendricks, who's Stevie Wonder's drummer, and he's
wow.
touring with a bunch of other artists right now, came out and supported mm-hmm. at one of our conferences and helped us do a whole recording session. So
there's always ways to acclimate and mm-hmm. bring in the community to what we're doing, and that's what we thoroughly enjoy.
When we put this whole program, Setting the Stage program, the 16-month program with the 12 youth that we're working on right now, when we set it up, you know, the three of us as mentors kind of create the framework, and this is really the program for the youth. They've decided what they want to do with the program, and we try and give them the tools and skills to meet their goals. So with that being said, one of the things that the youth really latched onto was this idea of collaborating with music industry mainstays, you know, and trying to do some collaborations. If our album is going to be on Universal Records, which is kind of the plan, then we want, you know, it has to be at a certain level for people to really want to tune in. And I think, you know, we've had interest from artists like M1 from Dead Prez to do some collabos. I mean, Mike Crenshaw is coming into the studio this week to do some collaborations. So, you know, putting the youth right next to these, to some of their heroes, is a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And as a musician, that's something I've always tried to do, is surround myself with musicians who are better than me. So mm-hmm. I have to step up myself, you know? And I think that's, the youth are feeling that right now. They're like, wow, we're really stepping it up.
Yeah.
That's great. And so where can we find the finished product, if you will, the songs that you guys come out with? Is there a YouTube thing? Is there iTunes thing?
All of the above, actually. part of the Setting the Stage program, we're in partnership with the PDX Pop Now organization, and they put on their yearly music festival. And so next summer, roundabout just before the PDX Pop Now festival, mm-hmm. We'll be releasing the compilation and with their cooperation and promotion and everything. So we really have that community movement behind it. That said, we have some sounds that are up at the moment. You can find Beats Lyrics Leaders on SoundCloud. We got a couple things there.
Beats Lyrics Leaders.
A couple things sneak out to YouTube once in a while, and we try and keep a pretty good media stream going. So, again, if you want to go hear sounds, listen to music, watch videos, what we're about, BeatsLyricsLeaders.com. That's where you find all the info.
Awesome. Okay, so we are going to go to another song real quick. This is Stop the Pain.
Just take that pain.
So we can stop the pain.
Just tell me, how did we become so cruel? Tell me who taught us, from innocents to criminals, from toddlers to abusers and even users, to hide from the pain and shame that we face day by day, from the abuse we take and then the pain we make, right down to the drugs we take. Though there's no excuse for mistakes we make, just know it's not your shame. For the start, you're not to blame, but the pain doesn't have to stay. Make today the day, please, just stop this pain. Stop our pain.
It's time to stop the pain and just make it wash away. Just take me back to yesterday, so we can stop the pain today. So we can stop the pain today. It's time to stop the pain and just make it wash away. Just take me back to yesterday, so we can stop the pain today. So we can stop the pain today.
That was Stop the Pain. And so what can you guys tell me about the message with that song, Stop the Pain?
Well, that was actually written by one of our incredible mentees, Georgine, and she has had an incredibly challenging upbringing, and she was bullied a lot and wanted to express that. She felt like people who were bullied needed to have someone who understood them. Mm-hmm. And she actually sat down with Yamio. She started writing a couple lyrics, and then her and Yamio got the opportunity to sit one-on-one and really put this song to life. So it was all developed from scratch between Yamio's idea and his production techniques and Georgine's lyrics, who she's obviously an amazing writer. Mm-hmm. And then I felt very blessed and fortunate to be able to contribute and write a verse on there as well. But really, we want to utilize this to send a message about anti-bullying. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the story behind it.
She had a couple of different messages that she wanted to get out, you know, throughout the course of it. And it was really an interesting process because we sat down and before even beginning to make any of the sounds, really talked about why she had written it, why she was reaching out. No, it's not just that she had gone through it and was needing to express it, but she wanted to reach everybody involved in it, from the victim to the victimizer to the community as a whole, so that we can all kind of hold ourselves accountable to the fact that it's up to us to stop this kind of thing. And so as we built the music layers and the vocal layers from the ground up, we wanted to make sure that as it went through each of those different sections that she was really able to connect with those people, you know, and hopefully listening through that, each of those different groups of people were able to kind of hear it. Like, it really is up to us. Like, this bullying, this I'm better than you thing, it like causes more pain and more devastation than is needed at all. And, you know, she wanted to get that word out there. So mm-hmm. big up to her for that. And I think mm-hmm. she did a fantastic job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Both of you did.
Yeah. So, Cece, do you see yourself possibly mentoring with this program in the future?
Oh, yes.
Yay, we won.
Yes. yeah, it would be really cool to be able to, like, work with these people and go to, like, conferences. Like, the Thrive conference that we went to, I actually made up my own, how would you call it?
Workshop.
Little workshop for the kids. It was awesome. So, and I had a good time. You know, I felt really good afterwards, you know, having kids.
tell us about what you did with the workshop.
The workshop was called Emotion of Choice. It was basically explaining what happens when you bottle up all of your emotions inside and what the outcome is from, you know, not talking to people about what's going on in your life or what. But that's what it was. But it was more of like, rather than talking to the kids about it, because it's really hard, especially nowadays, for people to just like sit and hear someone talk about something. Mm-hmm. But it was more of like an actual get up and do a visual of what could happen, and they really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed, you know, the outcome and getting thank yous and stuff like that and questions, and it felt really good afterwards.
So being, you know, one of the students in this program, have you seen kind of like a change in your fellow students as well as they went through this program and, and learning these skills?
For sure. Yeah. When we first met, especially like our group of kids, they were kind of like shy, and then they like didn't really want to talk to each other. They're like scared and like, who are you? We've only met like three different times, and like we are so close, and everyone's basically moving up on being a leader and actually talking to other kids and telling, you know, helping them out in the music aspects of what we do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're a lot more confident about what they do or what they say to other people.
It builds confidence and helps them learn more social skills, I suppose.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. So how did you three get involved in music originally? Like,
my friend, this is a very good question.
Yes, gonna take it back a bit now. How did you guys get into music?
Oh, man, I don't think we had a choice.
Totally. I mean, I know for myself, I grew up in Colorado, and I mean, I was bothering my parents since I was a little kid. I need some drums. You know, but... what really changed my life was two things. It was the turning point for me was in middle school. I had a really good friend move to town who was the son of a jazz musician. And so at around age 11, we put together our first group. I played drums and was into jazz music. And my friend could play like Charlie Parker. He was a genius, you know. So we go down on the street and we started making money. Like playing all his dad's tunes and Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie tunes on the mall, just drums and saxophone, and I mean people were throwing money at us.
Dude, can we do that again?
when we were in college, we went back and tried to do it, and people weren't exactly throwing money at us. So I think it was partly had to do with our age, you know.
Yeah.
But it was a hook. But then the other thing was that, in middle school, we had the most incredible band director at our school, and I know that they said that. 2 years before we got there, there was a different band director. It was like 10 kids in band. By the time I was there, out of 450 kids in the school, 400 were in the band program.
Wow.
And he used to bring in these, and what he did was he would always bring in guest artists, you know. He would bring in real musicians who were really doing it, and they would come in and do these concerts with us, you know. And that those experiences completely changed my life. I mean, by the time I was 12, I knew what I was going to do, you know.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, a little different for me how I got into music. To be totally candid, graffiti art and slam poetry. I was into both of those in the early 90s. And a friend of mine had gotten a little keyboard at home and this super old school black and white Mac and was able to like figure out how to make these simple little MIDI beats. And it was like 93, like way back. And I always kept a book of spoken word poems because, you know, I was pretty angry. Like, I kind of went through it pretty rough and had a bad go at it. And I found, like, escape through writing and getting it out. But sometimes, you know, just putting it into a notebook, it was just, like, bottled up still. Didn't have a chance to get it out. And my friend who was making the beats was like, hey, come in and let's, like, you know, you should put these poems you got to some music. Like, okay, cool. So... my friend Chris Reiser, actually. And so shout out to him for bringing me into it. And as I found release in that. I found that I was actually able to get my thoughts out of the bottle that I'd been, the college rule bottle I'd been stuffing it in my backpack, and get it down on to paper, and or get it off of the paper and down on the tape. Literally cassette tape. I mean, karaoke machine. Tape to cassette tape.
Pretty much.
Back in that day, and really from there, like my inner geek took over. So I kept making music, but as soon as I discovered there was like plugs and wires and buttons and things that ran on electricity, like I really got excited.
Yeah.
So, one thing led to another. And so I don't really play anything and do like some live vocals and whatnot, but I play the studio and anything that's got electricity, kind of puppet master that. And so, That's kind of how I got into it.
We kind of say that Yamio sneezes beats. It's just that easy and it comes out.
Yeah.
But as far as making music, I was always a closet karaoke junkie. I would sit in my room by myself when nobody was listening and sing like Celine Dion and Toni Braxton and Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. And then randomly I found like NWA and Bob Marley and like total turn of events. I became fascinated with reggae. and started singing backup for different reggae artists, Luciano, SZA, Kimani Marley, Bob Marley's son. And I remember being at a festival here in the Northwest, not too far from here, the Northwest World Reggae Festival. And I had the pleasure of hosting, and I got to introduce KRS-One. And I'm like, who's this KRS-One dude? I didn't know much about hip-hop, I have to be honest. He pulled me on stage, and he was like, yo, come sing. So I sang with KRS-One and realized, man, this dude is the truth. Like, this is brilliant. He's a guru. He's a hip-hop guru. So I started studying hip-hop to the point where I became fascinated with battles and freestyling. Yeah. And I freestyled every day of my life for the past 10 years and actually paid my rent off of freestyle battles.
Oh, wow.
So I moved to LA from Northern California, and then I moved to New York. I got offered a couple record label opportunities, and my whole life changed. Became a battle MC. I don't battle anymore, but I'm not scared.
See what KRS-One leads to, folks. See what that leads to.
So we battle on the streets and make $20 here and there, you know.
Well, maybe we'll get you in for a rap battle. And so, Cece, did you grow up? I'm not sure of your tribal affiliation. Which tribe are you from?
I'm Ojibwe from North Dakota.
Okay, yeah. So did you grow up with the traditional powwow music and things like that? Or
no, just recently I moved back in with my mom like 3 years ago, and that's pretty much when I started going to like powwows and learning about that and starting to like drum with people and getting how that goes. And we also do Sundance, and that's like a big ceremony. It's pretty old, but we do that now, and I'm like really, really affiliated with my tribe and our traditions now, but in the past like 3 or 4 years. Yeah.
So you've just recently been reconnected then with the culture and everything.
Yeah.
I have to say, Cece, her family has been a huge part of this program. Her sister, Modesta, is a little bit younger, but she's like a tour de force, and she's a mini J. Ross Perot. I had to teach a conference, and I showed up with Cece and Modesta, and there was no power, there was no internet. My whole plan was out the door, and Modesta took the mic and led like a freestyle battle for like 200 kids.
That was off the hook.
1, 2, 3. Let me hear you say "ayo."
Exactly.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
But the other thing is that the parents of the youth have really stepped in and really been supportive. At our first orientation, when we brought all these youth that didn't know each other We brought them from all over the state and did a 3-day orientation up in St. John's. Awesome. And like in the middle of it, they decided they wanted to make our Vision of the Drum video. Mm-hmm. And so Cece and Modesta got on, hey mom, can we bring down the powwow drum? And her whole family showed up, and we had this amazing, we were able to film some of the music and create this video, but then it was an incredible experience. Anyway, just wanted to say how important the families have been to this program.
I was going to say, so it seems like you've gotten a really good reaction with the families and the community the communities you've been involved with.
I think so.
Yeah, they're excited.
Excited to get the word out there.
Yeah, and a big opportunity for their kids to do that, you know, don't have to spend a bazillion dollars on.
They don't have to. Everything's actually paid for through grants, through conferences. Oregon Arts Commission has been incredible. So, this is at no cost to the youth and cost to the families.
That's awesome.
Which, just because we're here, I'd like to give a shout out to Cece's mom, Renee. She's been amazing.
all the parents, you know.
Maddie's mom, Melissa, all of them. Yeah. Angie, just incredible humans.
And if anyone's interested in maybe, you know, offering a few bucks to support this financially, is there a way they can do that?
Oh, yes, they can. Definitely. We just ran an Indiegogo campaign, and we're going to run it again. But if anybody feels like they want to contribute, all the money goes back into these communities and back into these youth. We don't take the money. So please get a hold of us at beatslyricsleaders@gmail.com.
And before we wrap it up, I also want to send a big thank you to all the chaperones and communities, community members who have stepped up. Scott Kalema up in Warm Springs is a young MC and hip-hop artist who is he's taken time off work to come out and help us and everything, and he's recorded a couple songs with us. I think we may be able to play one of his songs to finish this out.
Yeah. Okay, well, I want to thank you guys all for joining me today. It's been great having you. I want to thank everybody for listening. We don't have a whole lot in the community calendar today. We have Friday, September 19th, the Bow and Arrow Welcoming Gathering at NEA, which is at 5135 Northeast Columbia Boulevard. That starts at 6:30, and it's a potluck. So come on down to that. You can find our show on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. We are looking for local natives who are interested in getting involved in broadcasting. You can email volunteer@kboo.org. That's KBOO.org. If you're interested in getting a hold of us, if you know of any events or topics that you'd like us to cover here on the show, email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. And again, the website for Beats Lyrics Leaders is beatslyricsleaders.com. This has been Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Malmstrom. Thanks for listening.
Woo! I come out. I'm on a mission in the morning to arise before the sun. Outshine sunshine before the day's done. Inspire to thrive, the life I love living. It's a given, blessed to be breathing. Maximize, always achieving. And like the sun rises, I'm timeless. Never be silent, I keep my breath. It's own worth, priceless. Footsteps in the sand, leaving lasting impression. Resilience in the thick of depression. I run with moments that take your breath away. Morning, night, a day, a legacy. My father's building from the palm of Ross hands. Only daughter with four brothers. More than a hustle, I know how to bother. Cause what you want out of life ain't always up for order. For sale, this ain't no fairy tale. I'm the biggest hoarder of emotions. Holding on to hope like Magic Johnson, hoping on a cure. It's possible, like the phenomenal Sun Tzu. I'm unstoppable.
No limit in this path, write my own ticket. My lens focused, the whole picture is so bigger. No matter if I spring, summer, or fall, I know a winner is no quitter. Here to stay high.